This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
God strong and with his mighty arms, when you call out his name, he will come and say,
Hello, listener. Our devotion for today is entitled, First Fruits of Victory Over Death. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose, and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. Matthew chapter 27, verse 52 and 53. During his ministry, Jesus raised the dead to life. He raised the son of the widow of Nain, and Jairus' daughter, and Lazarus. But these were not clothed with immortality. After they were raised, they continued to be subject to death and decay. But those who came forth from the grave at Christ's resurrection were raised to everlasting life. They were the multitude of captives who ascended with him as trophies of his victory over death and the grave. These went into the city and appeared unto many, declaring, Christ has risen from the dead, and we be risen with him. Some were terrified at the sight. They bore the most undeniable evidence not only of their own resurrection, but of the resurrection of the crucified Redeemer. After his resurrection, Christ did not show himself to any save his followers, but testimony in regard to his resurrection was not wanting. It came from various sources, from the 500 who assembled in Galilee to see their risen Lord. This testimony could not be quenched. The sacred facts of Christ's resurrection were immortalized. Those who had been raised were presented as trophies to the heavenly universe, samples of the resurrection of all who receive and believe in Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. They were a symbol of the final resurrection of the righteous. That same power that has raised Christ from the dead will raise his church as his bride and glorify it with Christ above all principalities above all powers, above every name that is named, not only in this world, but in the heavenly courts, the world above. Christ was the first fruits of them that slept. This very scene, the resurrection of Christ from the dead, was observed in type by the Jews at one of their sacred feasts called the Feast of the Jews. They came up to the temple when the first fruit had been gathered in and held a feast of thanksgiving. The first fruits of the harvest crop was sacredly dedicated to the Lord. As Christ ascends while in the act of blessing his disciples, an army of angels encircles him as a cloud. Christ takes with him the multitude of captives as his trophy. He will himself bring to the Father the first fruits of them that slept, to present them to God as an assurance that he is conqueror over death and the grave. Written by Ellen G. White, my name is Lois Amachimafu.
Present to you a discussion on the topic stress.
Today's topic, as I said, is stress. Yeah, there are times when people will just get up and say, oh, I'm stressed out. I have a lot of stress on me. We are going to look at what stress is. And to help me do this discussion is my friend, honorable friend, Dr. Kojo Frimpong. Doc, you are welcome.
Thank you very much.
And as usual, I'm your moderator for today. My name is Belle Dollabill. So, stress. Doc, what is stress?
Well, let's look at it from the Webster's Dictionary. We define stress as a state of natural mental tension or worry caused by problems in your life. Every day we saw, one of my professors used to say, life is a problem solving. So far as you are alive, every day you are going to solve problems. And as you solve problems, there are tensions and worries associated with that. It also defines it as something that causes strong feelings of worry or anxiety. Okay. If you look at American Institute of Stress, it also defines stress as anything that helps with productivity rather than causes harm or distress.
Okay.
It even coins it as healthy stress.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it also has a positive aspect of it.
Okay.
There are some people, when they're under stress, they can work effectively.
Yeah. So, there's something known as healthy stress. I guess we'll have an unhealthy stress as well, but we'll get there later. Stress, who does it affect?
Actually, it affects everybody, but there are people who are most vulnerable, especially old adults. For example, if you have people around 75 to 90, they are always left alone at home. Everybody goes to work,
mm-hmm.
and they don't know whom they should talk to whenever they are in need of something. For example, when I was in the United States doing my pre-med, I remember I used to work with old age people. I go to their houses and take care of them. Sometimes you get to these nursing homes where they are housed. Their relatives always get there once every year, some of them during Thanksgiving.
Hmm.
And sometimes you have the chance of talking to some of them. You see that they wish their family members are with them,
mm-hmm.
talking to them, talking to their grandkids, but they are not there.
Hmm.
You can see that they go through a lot. Number two, In our community, less educated individuals are also at risk.
Okay.
And then women, especially working mothers, single mothers, divorced and widow individuals, people who lived in the cities, especially wake up in the morning by 5:30, you have to get to the junction and get a car. By the time you get to Accra downtown, you might have spent about, let's say, 4 or 5 hours. And then when you finish, you have to come back home. And that is a stress itself.
Okay.
And then people who are targeted on racial or sexual discrimination, they are also at risk.
So from what you are saying, I guess children are left out.
Well, I say anybody at all. For example, you have children who live with people who are not their relatives, like orphans.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes some of these people are maltreated. For example, child labor and all those, and children are also at risk.
Okay. What about the examination time?
Well,
that one too can
it stress. Can give you a positive or negative. Why? Okay. If you have not studied, then you will be stressed out.
Yes.
That is a negative part of it. But if you've studied, there are some people during the examination time, that's the time they study very well.
Yeah.
They can sit down the whole night, cram, and then go and write. Even though it's not the best, but they think they do well during those times.
Okay. Though you've touched on a few, I want you to nail it down when it comes to possible stresses that one would find in his or her lifetime.
Okay, when we talk about stresses, they are the unpleasant events in life, such as death of a loved one. And it can also be triggered by excitement.
Mm-hmm.
Events like a throwing a birthday party. Those are some of the things too. Because remember, this can excite your nervous system in the same way as fear also does. So you have a negative and a positive aspect.
Okay.
But I think we're going to dwell more on the negative aspect. Because that, if stress is not controlled, then it gets to a chronic state where it becomes pathological. Then you need assistance.
Okay. So aside maybe death or a major event, what others could be possible stress triggers?
For example, you own a bank and you cannot pay for it. They come in for your property. For example, there are other people who will sell their family property in the view of going to abroad just to search for greener pastures. I don't know whether they will find it. Some of them, like recently what we have been hearing, some of them end up in the Mediterranean Sea and the ship is turned upside down.
We never hear of them
again. Yes. That's a stress itself for the family left behind.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the money given to such an individual was money borrowed by borrowed through the bank. And they have their house as a collateral or the farmland. That's a stress
so
itself.
So disappointment is a stressor.
Oh, yes.
If
you want to mention them, you cannot mention them today more than you can think about.
I just wanted you to mention some. So,
for example, somebody is sick at a hospital and they are demanding. And I've seen a lot on the national television, people who have heart problems, who have kidney failure, you need transplant, you need to go for dialysis maybe twice a day, not twice a week or twice a week, and you don't have the money to pay for it. Itself is a stress to yourself and then the family around you.
You have been listening to a discussion on the topic stress. A continuation will be brought to you later.
Or contributions, you can contact us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244 235 017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
Voice of Hope.
waiting and watching, watching for you.
Beloved, we welcome you once again to the Moment of Truth. It's your humble servant, Nico Ikote. Today's sermon is entitled, Walk in the Light, Walk in the Light. And we'll see our key text from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8 to 14. Ephesians 5, 8 to 14. Let's hear the word of God. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much once again for this moment. As your word comes to us, may thou, Lord, prepare our hearts for your word in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Someone will ask, what is this light at all? This light is Christ Jesus. And this is just what Christ expects from us. Beloved, some time ago we were in darkness. Some time ago we were not Christians. Some time ago we went contrary to God's word. Some time ago we were doing all sorts of things. But the word of God to us this morning is that we should walk in the light. Beloved, we should walk in the light. It says, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord, and so walk as children of light. Beloved, yes, it might be true that some time ago we were in the darkness, but the word of the Lord in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 8 is that now you are light in the Lord, and so walk as children of light. Beloved, if there is any kind of lifestyle that we are engaged in, if there is any kind of attitude that we are in which doesn't speak well of God, the word of God to us this morning is that we should shun all those things and walk in the light which we have found. I want to read something from the book of John chapter 1. The book of John chapter 1 verse 1 to 4. The book of John chapter 1 verse 1 to 4. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. Verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Beloved, this is all that Christ Jesus stands for. There is life in Christ Jesus, and everyone who follows Jesus Christ attests to this. Jesus Christ came to this earth to live an exemplary life for all Christians. And the word of God says that the life which was in Christ Jesus was the light of men. Beloved, this kind of life that Jesus Christ led is what has become light to us as children or people of this generation. Beloved, it's not just enough to go to church. It's not just enough to be holding our Bibles day in and day out for people along the street to see us that we are Christians. No, that doesn't define us as Christians. What defines us as Christians is that the life which was in Christ Jesus, which he has turned to light to us, we will walk in this light. And that whatever the word of God says, which is life, is what we will also follow and adhere to. John chapter 8 verse 12. John chapter 8 verse 12. John chapter 8 verse 12. John chapter 8 verse 12 says, Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. I really love this text so much, that I am the light of the world. And he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Beloved, this is what God expects from us. Jesus Christ has really made it so plain to us what he represents. And he says that he is the light of the world.
and whoever follows him shall not walk in darkness. Beloved, we cannot continue to say or to think that we are Christians, that we are following Christ, and yet still engage in things of the dark. I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Beloved, the moment that we decide that we want to follow Jesus Christ, the moment that we decide that we want to let go of everything, the moment that we want to let go of friends that continue to lead us into temptation, the moment that we decide that we want to follow Jesus Christ and Him alone, that moment becomes the moment whereby we have to take the final decision that we are no longer going to walk in darkness, that we are going to walk in the light of the Lord. Beloved, Jesus Christ has really prepared so many things, so many good things for us, that if we will walk with Him in truth and in spirit, is going to let us enjoy His promises. Philippians chapter 2 verse 12 to 16 says, "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." Beloved, a moment has come in our lives whereby we have to take our decision. It is enough. It is enough. We can't continue to deceive ourselves. Sometimes we think that we are deceiving the world, but beloved, we are never deceiving the world. We are rather deceiving ourselves. Verse 13 says, "For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure." It is God's will that we will always do His will. And this is just what Christ has set down for us. "Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world." Beloved, the word of God is telling us this moment that we may become blameless in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom we shine as lights of the world. We shine as lights in the world. Beloved, the day spring has visited us from on high. And this day spring, who is Jesus Christ, is still speaking to us today that we should walk as children of light. How can people truly believe that we are Christians? How can people be convinced about the God that we are worshipping? How can people accept this kind of God that we try to bring to them day in and day out, unless we live according to what He has told us in His word? He said, "Holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain and labored in vain." Beloved, we shouldn't deceive ourselves. Let's try as much as we can, so that this race that we are running will not be in vain. May the good Lord help us, so that this may become our experience in this our generation. Amen. Let's pray. Abba Father, we thank You for Your word. We pray that may Thou, Lord, let Your word have a way in our lives to teach us the way to follow, so in the end, Father, we'll not be found wanting. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233-244-673528
or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.